Okay, everyone, we are back from our short break. Thank you for sticking with us, guys. And we're going to do about another half hour here before we wrap this up. And then for a half hour, we'll be open to take phone calls, okay? Anybody that wants to call in and ask anything about this, I will ask, I'll answer any question you have about this. Anything, guys. Anything you guys want to ask. If you guys want to call me out on something, you can, call me whatever you want, okay? But just make sure you can back it up, because I wouldn't make any of these claims without being able to back it up. I would not come out here on the radio and tell you guys that this stuff was all fake and put my neck on the line like this and put myself out to look like a fool if it wasn't. And there's a couple things we need to talk about, actually, before I even get into the truth movement. There is one theory I would like to put out there, okay? I do have one theory. Everybody has their theories. I've come with a lot of facts. This is definitely a theory right here, but it makes a lot of sense, okay? I want you to think about this for a minute. If they were going to have some people play the parents of 9/11 victims, right, and play the family members, right, those people would have to play that part for life, right? Would they not? They would have to play that part for the rest of their life. I mean, they wouldn't be able to act in anything else because people would know that they're actors. Well, look at it this way, right? If you're going to get some actors to play some 9/11 roles, you're not going to get Tom Hanks and Brad Pitt, right? They're well known. People are going to recognize their face right away. What you're going to get is you're going to get no-name actors, people that really haven't been in anything but have a little bit of acting skill. So people like that have not made millions of dollars, okay? I think that's safe to say. They have not. But they aspire to, don't they? They would love to make millions of dollars. Think about this now. A lot of people do know about the Victim Compensation Fund. A lot of researchers don't know about the Business Compensation Fund, okay? The Business Compensation Fund was $36 billion. Think about that. $36 billion to the Business Compensation Fund. Now, I did a little math here, and I want you to think about this. Now, this is the theory that I have. Now, if you're going to have these people play these parts, you have to reimburse them with something, don't you? I mean, you got to give them some sort of good deal. Think about this. With that money, you know what they could do? They could take 800 people, 800 actors, people that have not made $1 million yet, and they could say to those 800 people, you play this part for the rest of your life, and Uncle Sam is going to give you $1 million every year. For 50 years, and you just can never act in anything else. You can get another job on the side if you want, all right? You can't act. You can't be an actor, and you got to play this part in public, okay? Anytime you're in public, this is who you are, and we're going to give you $1 million from the government guaranteed every year, 50 years. And if you ever talk about this, right, if you ever talk about this, the money's pulled. It'd be pretty easy to get the 800 people to go along with it. Now, for those people that think it wouldn't be, remember this. Remember this. The plan is people aren't going to die. 800 people are going to go along with it a lot quicker when Americans aren't dying, aren't they? Now, all those people that used to think, oh, 9/11 could have never happened. 9/11 could have never happened. Our government would never kill 3,000 people. Well, what if they didn't? They didn't kill 3,000 people. The only people they killed are the people overseas that are dying over a totally staged event. Guys, we knew this was staged. They had us so busy worrying about who did it. Who did this horrible act? We were so busy and preoccupied with that nobody looked to see if it was even done. Okay? You have all these fake groups making a taboo to talk about this and talk about that. And look how much of a diversion it was. And then you have people like Alex Jones and other people in the alternative media like Jason Burmes. You have people of this ilk that will do anything to keep you away from this truth. And, I need to talk about this right now. These people, right, in the alternative media, man, I looked up to these guys a lot. What a roller coaster ride it's been for me in the last year, okay? A year ago, I thought Bin Laden did this, okay? And then I found out he didn't do it. And now I'm found out the whole truth movement basically is a fraud. And they've been lying to me all along, okay? Now, there's a couple things that people might have an opinion. Okay, Brian, calm down. Maybe these guys didn't know. No. First of all, I want to talk about the second plane for a minute. The second plane always stuck in my head, and the reason why it always stuck in my head is because after watching a couple hours of video on it, I mean, it was clear to me, and I have pictures, and if you guys go up to therealnewsonline.com right now and look at the picture I put of the second plane, there's no other way around it. Look at it. It's stuck halfway in the building, and the building's not broken. It's like it's a video game, okay? That can't happen in real life. It doesn't happen like that, okay? The building would have to be broken if the plane was halfway through it. You understand? It would have to be. It would have to be. So the fact that Alex Jones was always against it, and I want to start out by saying, man, I love that guy. When I first woke up and he was there to take you in, and what those guys are there for, okay, listen to me very carefully. When you're listening to the mainstream media and you get your information from them guys, you are in this mental box that they have you trapped in, okay? And when you finally break out of that mental box, they're so smart, they have another mental box waiting to throw you in by putting these people out there that are actors that pretend to be into the same things that you're in. And what they're really there for is to gain your trust and then to mislead you. And I'll show you how this is not just a perception, false perception by me or anything, okay? Now, when I knew, you know, and I knew about the second plane thing split, you know, it's pretty split along a lot of the people in the community. But I'm telling you, I study 9/11 for like 10 hours a day for months and months and months, and I know it was fake. And for Alex Jones to not only not admit that it was fake and maybe he saw it a different way, he would attack people, okay? And I didn't know how bad he would attack people. I knew he was against it, and it always sat in the back of my head. You know, how could this guy not know that? And how could Burmese not know that? And why is it such a uniform decision across these prominent 9/11 media people, right? And how do I know this? How, after waking up after about only 2 or 3 months of being awake, how do I know this? And these people who've been doing it for 10 years don't know this. That's what I was thinking. Because they're not idiots. I mean, they're obviously intelligent people. You know, they have very bad intentions, but they are intelligent people, okay? You know, it always sat bad with me. So after finding this information out, this information about the fake victims and the fake firefighters, that's when I came up with that Jason Burmese clip that I had you guys watch earlier that showed the fake firefighters. Now I want you guys to go back, you know, wait till the show's over because I have a lot to say still. I want you to hear the audio on that video. I want you to go back and I want you to listen to how Jason Burmese attacks the idea. And he just attacks the caller. And then he attacks the credibility and the character of the people doing the research. They do the same dirty tactics they accuse the mainstream media doing. And they do that to anybody that talks about media fakery. And it's not just about the second plane. It's about the fake stuff going on. It's about the bridges walking in the background. It's about the buildings that move 6 blocks. It's about 4 news stations having the exact same camera feed at the same time. Okay? It's all this fake stuff. All this fake stuff going on. If you talk about any of that, man, they'll hang up on you, they'll erase your call from the call log, they'll attack your character. So then once I saw this, I was really furious because, I'm going to tell you something, I had trusted these guys a lot, you know what I mean? A real lot. And not only did I trusted them a lot, I used their material to wake people up, okay? I did. A lot of people out there, I know there's a few people I know, like I personally know that are listening right now. You guys know it's true. Okay? It wasn't just Loose Change. It was Loose Change. It was Jesse's shows. It was Alex's movies. It was clips on YouTube that I got. It was articles from RT. All this other stuff I used, you know, Natural News. All this stuff I used to wake you guys up, right? Well, you know, I get so mad about this. You know, this is why I take it so personally, because I put my name out there attached to these guys as being true. And I started to look into the character of these guys after that, because I'm going to tell you something. What I found out, it's damn well, I'm so glad I went and looked, because if I didn't look, I wouldn't have known. And I was one of those people that would just agree with pretty much all the opinions Alex Jones had. You know, most of them. I mean, I always researched myself, but, you know, he comes out with a fiery speech. I'm like, yeah, you tell him, you know what I mean? Without even really sometimes thinking about it. Because, you know, you get to be such a fan, you listen so much. Well, at this point, you know, I needed to know what the real deal was, okay? Because I saw how they attacked these people, all right? So then I went and I watched a couple of clips of Alex. I watched a couple, I YouTubed Alex Jones' second plane. Do it, guys. Any of you guys out there, do it. Whether you believe in the second plane theory or not, okay? I'm going to tell you, there was no second plane. And whether you believe it or not, the evidence is strong enough that you should at least listen to it. To attack it, and attack people's credibility, it makes you look stupid, first of all. It makes you look ignorant and stubborn, and it makes people not take you seriously. At least it does for me. So when I started to look into their character because of this, it got a lot worse, okay? And this is when I'm really going to – you're going to hear some shocking, shocking things. First, I saw a thing called the Austin Gun Rally, all right? Some of you people might have seen it out there. What Alex Jones did – and this isn't just Alex. We're going to get into a couple other people too. What Alex Jones did, okay, he goes on the air – and he tells these people, oh, I was at the Austin Gun Rally. I want to thank the people that came up to me with their babies and thanking me for the this and that and, you know, fighting the good fight and this and Yahoo, yada, 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 right? And then he starts telling you about how COINTELPRO was all poking in his face and trying to disrupt him and everything while he was there. Now, I didn't even know what the word was at the time, so I'm going to tell you guys what it is for those that don't know. COINTELPRO is like an agent that's put into a movement to disrupt it, to discredit it, to destroy it from within, okay? And he says COINTELPRO's down there and they were poking him in the face and everything. Well, then you go and watch the actual video that somebody took with their home camera down there. And these people are down there trying to give a peaceful, like, protest about their gun rights in Austin. And then here comes Alex with the megaphone. And he starts his normal bullhorning crap, right? Now he's bullhorning so loud, he's bullhorning over the people whose side he's supposed to be on. These people even started like, in truth because of him. A lot of people did. And they don't realize how much of a fraud he is. And it's, you know who it is that realizes that he's a fraud? It's all the deep researchers. You'll see. The people that finally scratch past the surface, they all know. They all know. Okay? And what happened is he started screaming, we're not your slaves. It had nothing to do with we're not your slaves. Like, that just totally out of left field. Nobody was doing anything where there were no Bilderbergs there. There was no nothing to say we're not your slaves, okay? He's just down there bullhorning, right? And they're begging him, Alex, please quiet down. You know, we can't hear our speaker. You're going over our loudspeaker guy, you know what I mean? We have a guest speaker, and you're bullhorning over him, dude. And we're fighting for the same thing you're supposedly fighting for. And they ask him nice, and you know what he does? He starts bullhorning in people's face. He starts getting in people's face. And he looks like he's just totally trying to disrupt this thing. Okay? Now, if somebody that's a really strong AJ fan could look at that and say, well, that's Alex's personality. And Alex's personality got a little bit the best of him there. And that's what they would say. Okay? And you could almost see that because the guy is so over the top. Okay, well, now I'm going to tell you about a couple other incidences. And these incidences are serious violations of what he presents to be his character and what he presents to be what he believes in, basically. I mean, the guy's the biggest hypocrite ever. This guy, right? How many people out there have heard him time and time again? He obsesses over how much Google and YouTube censor him. And block his results in the news feed and flag his videos and reset the counters on his and all this hoopla, right? And, you know, you buy it all up. They probably do that to him, right? Do you know that he does that to you? How about that? He censors you. This guy, all right, that's always talking about there shouldn't be any censorship, yada, yada, yada. We should talk about everything, truth this, truth that. He is lying to you about a lot of things, okay? First of all, he's censoring you. And I want all you AJ fans to stay with me here and listen. And I'm going to tell you guys something, okay? For people that won't just take my word for it, this hits home with me. So I made this unbelievable YouTube playlist of about 55, 60 videos exposing this bastard, okay? And I put them all in order, and they all tell the story. And if you really want to know the truth, I will give you the link to my playlist. It's one link, and you'll get all the videos. Play them right in order, and you will be amazed, okay? But I'm going to tell you a few of the things right here. This guy that cries about being censored, okay, if you are to call his show and talk about the John Birch Society, the Knights of Malta, the Vatican, the Jesuits. And some of you out there are like, who the hell are all those people, right? That's how I was at first. You know why you like that? Those are a lot of the real groups that are behind a lot of these things. And if you just listen to AJ and some of the other people in the alternative media, all you know is the Bilderbergs and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, right? You never hear anything about the Vatican
or the Jesuits. He does, not only does he not mention it, guys, right? If you talk, call his show and talk about it, first of all, if he doesn't hang up on you, he is going to erase your call from the call log. And the people that listen to the replay of the show, they will not hear that phone call. How about that? And if you question his connection to any of these groups, which we will get into, including the Council for National Policy, okay, he will erase your phone call. And it gets better than that. How about this one, guys? If you are to go to Prison Planet Forum, okay, listen to this. You're not even going to believe this, and a lot of you are going to go and try it because I didn't believe it when I first saw it, okay? If you go to Prison Planet Forum and you try to type in the words Knights of Malta, okay, Knights of Malta, and you enter it as you're going to post it, it'll act like it went through. I want you guys to refresh the page or come back and read the posts or whatever. It's not going to be there. He senses that out. And there's more than that. There's more censoring. Listen, he will not talk about the Vatican, okay? He won't. He will not talk about the Vatican or the Knights of Malta or the Jesuits. I don't know exactly who the guy works for, but he's protecting these groups. He's keeping their name out of everything. He's keeping that information. And the other thing is, what else was I going to say about this? Ah, the Vatican. Do you know that in 10 years of Prison Planet, I want you to know something. InfoWars and Prison Planet, right? The biggest alternative site, as far as I know, I think it's by far. Well, they say Drudge is pretty big, right? I guess Drudge is huge. They say Prison Planet, you know, millions and millions of traffic a day or whatever. And in the 10 years that Prison Planet's been there, you know how many articles there were that talked about the Vatican? Now, I'm going to tell you, there should be hundreds and hundreds. This is the number one conspiracy website. We're talking about the group that's maybe involved in more conspiracies than anybody else. Do you know how many times? One time. One time. And anytime they're brought up in a comment or a post, you know what happens? Alex Jones disables the comments. So you cannot comment about it. Or if they talk about the Jesuits or the Knights of Malta, the comments are disabled. And you'll go into comments where somebody mentions the Knights of Malta and it'll say like 84 comments. And then you'll look down and there's only 3 comments and everything else got erased. How about that? Okay. Now it gets even worse than that. Now, does that not go against everything this guy said? Okay. Now, for those of you out there that think Alex Jones is the guy that predicted 9/11, okay? Let's have a little talk about this. We're going to have a little talk about this. Alex Jones is not the guy that predicted 9/11. Bill Cooper predicted 9/11. Now, I didn't even know this at the time. Like I said, I've only been doing this for a year, guys, okay? Alex Jones goes around, and that's his claim to fame. I'm the guy that predicted 9/11. He said, I've seen him say it many times, dude. Patting himself on the back saying this, okay? He knows he's not the guy, okay? Bill Cooper not only predicted it, okay? Alex Jones was put in place of Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper was going to be the real man to lead the Patriot Movement, if there was a real Patriot Movement in this country, okay? Bill Cooper was the real guy poised to take that over. And he predicted 9/11, just like Alex supposedly did. And I'm going to get to that, because that information was given to him, okay? Just like he did, Bill Cooper talked about how a CNN jack-off reporter got into Osama bin Laden's cave, and come on, it's all bullcrap, and they're going to stage some terror, and it's not going to be Osama bin Laden, and it's going to be because they haven't got the guns out of the Americans' hands yet, yada, yada, yada. And this is 2 months before Alex Jones said that. Now, this isn't somebody that Alex Jones didn't know and didn't hear of and didn't know he did that. And he has done everything since Bill Cooper. Whoa, I should mention, Bill Cooper was murdered. Bill Cooper was murdered a month after 9/11 happened. Okay, so he made this prediction. 9/11 happened. Bill Cooper gets murdered. And then Alex Jones takes over the Truth Movement. And he takes over on the premise that he's the guy that predicted 9/11. And he's not even the guy. And rather than give Bill Cooper credit, you know what he does? He goes out there and he badmouths this guy who's passed away, God bless his soul, and all he does is call, Bill Cooper was a dead drunk. You know, I try to read some of his stuff, but it was all about UFOs and the Bilderbergs trying to meet in submarines underwater. And Alex, you know what? You know what?
now I'm starting to look at it, the reason you probably don't talk about UFOs is probably because there's some freaking truth behind it. You know what I mean? And you're told about what you can talk about and what you can't talk about. Don't shit on this guy because he's talking about UFOs, all right? He's talking about other stuff, too. It was a lot more than just UFOs. And then he goes on and tells, you know, this guy was a dead drunk. And he actually tells you, and I believed it at the time, okay? He tells you that Bill Cooper was on his show years back, and Bill Cooper was cussing him out, cussing out the board op. He wouldn't stop swearing. Alex had to cut him off and kick him off the air. Guys, that's a straight, bold-faced lie. You can listen to the interview for yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you actually do your homework on these people, it's not that hard. Bill Cooper was nothing but a gentleman on Alex Jones' radio show. You can YouTube it. It was 1998. It was in Texas before Alex was national, and he had Bill Cooper on. Listen to the whole interview, guys. I listened to the whole thing a few times. Not only did he not cuss out anybody and get cut off, it was a pleasant conversation the whole way. At the end, he like said, thank you, blah, 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 yada, yada, everything. You know what I mean? It was a regular, regular interview. It's all a deception. I'm going to talk about some other people too. I just want to touch a few more things on Jones. So you guys know it's not a couple things. It's serious, serious character issues. You think this guy is a patriot and this guy is your hero, okay? This guy is a tough guy growling at people. Well, I'm not a tough guy, but if you come down here. Do you know if you went down there and he challenged you, you know what he would do? He would rat you out to the cops just like he always does. He started several fights that I saw with my own eyes on video, and he tried to incite a riot. One of them is the Michelle Malkin incident. Go watch it, okay? He tries to incite a riot or, you know, a real unrowdy crowd, and when he can't get it going, he physically shoulders this guy that he was trying to start beef with. So when the guy finally comes after him, guess what Alex does? He runs to a cop and says, this guy assaulted me. This guy assaulted me. And then he does it again, like a little bitch, okay? Like the little bitch he is. And then you know what he does? You know what he does? This is another incident. He is in Austin, Texas. He challenges some guy to a fist fight at like a breakfast place or whatever, okay? So the guy goes outside. First thing Alex does is run to his truck and pretend he has a gun, okay? And then when the guy slugs him, all right, you know what Alex does? He calls the FBI on the guy, sends the FBI to the guy's work, and he tells the FBI that this guy jumped him with four other guys with knives, and this guy was the leader of a terrorist organization. What do you think about that, huh? How's that for your hero? How's that for friggin' courage? Is that courage, dude? That's not courage. That's being a rat. Sorry, where I come from, we don't have no respect for rats. Once you rat on people, dude, that's it, man. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, whatever. If you're a rat, you're a rat. Don't go on the radio acting like a patriot and a hero. And he's so fake. And guys, let me tell you something about the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group is not the only big power group out there. And not only that, there's other groups like the Bilderberg Group that he doesn't talk about. And one of them is because of his ties to this group. The Council for National Policy is a group that actually vets presidents, much like the Bilderberg Group does ahead of times. They meet secretly, I think, three times a year in private. It's pretty much, you know, it's a Republican thing. And Alex is, like, part of that, you know, and he denies it. And Charlotte Isabee called him out on it on a show just a few months back, called him out on it. And, you know, he's just an absolute fraud. And let's talk about some of the other people now in the truth movement. And if you guys want more on Alex, I have it. I have a lot more. I mean, that was about half of it. I'm not going to spend the whole show on it. I want to talk about Dr. Stephen Jones. Dr. Stephen Jones, when I first saw Loose Change in these other movies, for those that don't know, Dr. Stephen E. Jones is the scientist that supposedly was the first one to find thermite in the dust at the World Trade Center, okay? Now, knowing everything I just told you, and knowing that this is an absolute fraud, Dr. Stephen Jones actually had some Photoshop pictures up on his site. He actually had a picture up on his website where five people were leaning over a hole in the ground, and in the hole in the ground was all this molten metal, like lava, like they were trying to prove there was thermite there. And
These guys are all leaning over this hole, okay? If that stuff was 3,000 degrees, their faces would be melting off, all right? So Dr. Judy Wood called him out on this. And you know what he'd said for a reply? He didn't say anything, guys. He just took the picture down. Took the picture down. That's right. Dr. Big Wig Stephen Jones is a fake ass, all right? This is all a fraud, guys. It's all a fraud. And just think about it. Just think about everything. Think about everything that happened. And think about it's a movie. That's why everything makes sense now. It's all a movie. There were no victims, okay? The only thing that leaves a little thing open, and I want to touch on this real quick. I'm not a private investigator. If the government is hiding somebody, like making a conscious effort to hide them, I'm not going to find them with my laptop. I'm just not. Let's be realistic, okay? There could be a few real people that are missing from 9/11, like a few of the prominent witnesses. And people will say, well, what about those people that are actually missing? I don't know, but think about all the money I was talking about that got thrown around. Would it really be that hard to pay a couple of prominent people to start over somewhere? Here's $20 million. People know you. Go disappear. You know what I mean? Go start over. And when you do research into some of this, there's actually a few people that seem to have turned up under other names in different places. It's actually quite remarkable. Now, for the people that have been listening this whole time, I mean, thank you guys for sticking by and listening to all this. I know a lot of this is very hard to take in, but it's all true. I'm not making this stuff up. You think I could come up with a story like this, guys? Like a story like this? I'm going to give you a quick summary, ready? For everybody that listened here, listen to what we learned today, okay? 3,000 people did not die on 9/11. The U.S. government did not kill 3,000 people. Nobody died. It was a movie. It was special effects. Not only that, the buildings were empty. And it wasn't hard to have them empty. They had been empty for years. And when I first started looking into this information, I was like, what did they do? Systematically empty the building out? Or maybe Silverstein, how he was brought in last minute? Maybe he was to kick the last tenants out? No, the buildings were empty the whole time, dude. They were empty. They were never full. They were never even close to full. They were hollow. For you guys that still can't grasp that, look at the pictures. I want to give you guys the link to my paper that I did on this. I did a 35-page paper on this. Everywhere in paper where I talk about pictures or videos, the links are there. And you can click on them and you can really get the whole story right there. If you're trying to tell this story to anybody, the best thing to do would be to look up that paper. It's real easy to find. I mean, all you got to do is go to my site, therealnewsonline.com. Even if you don't have a pen, I think you can remember that, right? The Real News Online. And when you're there, I mean, the exact page link, you'll see it. It says The Real Truth Behind the Illusion of 9/11. You just click that, and the whole thing's right there. It's all in one scrollable document. So it doesn't look like 35 pages. You just scroll down. And it's a lot quicker read than you would think. 35 pages goes by fast. It really does, especially when you're talking about stuff like this. Now, just remember, guys, what we saw. We saw photographed pictures, Photoshop pictures of all these firefighters. Photoshopped. A whole bunch of them, dude. Photoshopped. Made off one image. They took one person. Made it into two different people. And these people look identical. Please, anybody that doubts me right now, if you're not going to go to my site, go to YouTube, okay? Type in the words Jason Burmis on Vic Sims. Vic Sims. Instead of victims, Vic Sims with an S. Look it up. And when that video comes up, watch it. Watch the video. It's only like a 9-minute video. You'll hear how he attacks the idea, and that's how the alternative media does it. They attack the idea, okay? And they attack your credibility. And watch the video. When you get 5 minutes in, guys, you're going to see for yourself. You're going to see these firefighters are not real people. It's just impossible. These people can't all look identical. They can't. They're photoshopped. And there's tons of evidence. And then when you want to talk about Photoshop, like I said, guys, start looking at pictures with the EXIF data. It's getting a little late on that now because they're starting to take a lot of these pictures down. They are. Go to some of the 9/11 memorials, like the CNN memorials. You'll notice now some of the pictures are missing. Why are they missing? Because they've been taken down because the EXIF data is very revealing. It has details in it. How about this for one of them? And I don't have this one handy, but I will dig it up, and hopefully next show I can talk about it. There's a picture of a guy, right? And the Photoshop job is so bad, guys, Oh, there's a couple of them. The Photoshop job was so bad that you can see this light on his face that's in both pictures, okay? And there's actually a note embedded in the photograph. Hey, guys, see what you can do about taking this light off this guy's face. I swear to God, I don't want to laugh about 9/11, but now knowing what I know, I'm sorry. There's parts about it we can laugh, because this other part, how about this? One of the firefighters, I'll give you his name. Look it up. His name is, I think it's Allen, Richard Allen. First of all, there's two Richard Allens with a different middle initial that look identical, okay? They just say they work in different fire departments. How about this? They were so lazy at making these people, and they wanted it to be so random. Somebody must have went to Walmart, okay, and actually snapped a picture of a picture that was in the frame, because this firefighter, he's got a barcode on his face. Think about that. The guy's got a friggin' barcode on his face, guys, okay? I'll give you some more names. If you guys have a pen and paper there, YouTube some of these names or Google their pictures. Elizabeth Wino, W-A-I-N-O. It's easily to see that it's Photoshopped. She looks identical in both pictures, and all they did, guys, it's even got the same background. They added like a couple accessories, like a couple things on a shelf behind her. Another trick that they use a lot, guys, I want you to look for this, is they throw an arm around a person, and they redden their face a little bit. They do. You look at the pictures, guys. I'm telling you. Look at the pictures of these people. Look at the videos that I posted on my site. Look at some of the videos from September Clues, some of that those guys have made about the Vixims. If you YouTube Vixims, you'll get all these videos. You'll get like 5 or 6 different videos from these people, and it's unbelievable. You know, at first, when you first see these headlines, guys, I've heard headlines about. I heard a headline how long ago was it? You know, almost a year ago, where it said, was the World Trade Center buildings empty on 9/11? I seen the headline. I'm like, you know, these people are friggin' idiots. You know what I mean? And I thought, hey, these people are trying to discredit the movement. No, those people were onto it. They were onto it because how about the debris, guys? Let's talk about the debris for a minute. That's why. There was no debris. Ah, a story that we need to touch on. Think about this story, right? And then you're going to be like, oh my God, dude. The World Trade Center debris. Do you remember the story? The story was that the World Trade Center debris was shipped off, right? And they destroyed the crime scene. That's what we all thought in the truth community. These guys destroyed the crime scene by shipping all this stuff off. You know what I mean? And, well, no, that's not what happened at all, because Judy Wood again. This comes out to Judy Wood. Now, Judy Wood is the woman with the directed energy weapon theory, remember? I told you guys about her. Well, the thing with her is she had some other pitches, and because she had pitches where she's trying to prove that a directed energy weapon did this, and her evidence is showing you that there's no debris. And her thing starts to make a little sense when you don't know it's a movie. And the reason, she has pictures from noontime on 9/11. Noontime on 9/11 itself, guys. That debris is already gone, guys. You hear what I'm saying? The debris is already gone. Now, what do they do? Ship it out in 2 hours? And the next day, Giuliani comes on the TV, right, guys, on the 12th. All these people are supposedly still stuck under the rubble, right? And the first thing he says when he grabs the microphone, he starts talking about how they were shipping out all this debris overnight, all these hundreds of tons of debris. Why is he so worried about talking about the debris? Because he knows people are going to notice. He knows people are going to notice about the debris. So that was his story about it, guys. And think about it. That's why there was no debris, because the buildings were hollow. The buildings were already empty, guys. They were so empty. These things were so pre-demoed, guys, they didn't even have all the core columns. And that's why the Israeli art students, when they drew the core columns of the Twin Towers, they drew them with some of them missing. You know what I'm saying? They only drew like half of them. All this stuff was already gutted out. That's why when the buildings came down, there was no debris. There was no pile there, because the building was already empty. All that it was a shell, guys. All it was a shell. You know what I'm saying? All it was a shell. And that's why there was no debris at all. In a minute, guys, I'm going to play a clip. And I want you guys to listen to this clip. And this is a phone call that somebody made into a caller radio show. And this is just a regular guy with some good thoughts. And he's gonna talk about the towers maybe being empty when they came down. And when we play the clip, guys, I want you to listen to some of the points that he makes. And what it is it's a talk radio show, and it's got Willie Rodriguez as the guest on there, okay? And Willie Rodriguez, you know, the whole thing's a lie, guys. He's an actor. He didn't go up and down 90-something floors every day cleaning them, blah, blah, yada, 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 yada. They have a lot of actors. They were able to pull this off. This was, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, this was the greatest illusion of all time. Think about it. Think about what it means to the world. Think about all those people. You know what, guys? We're going to have a moment of silence right now. I don't care if you guys think that's cheesy or what. We're going to have a moment of silence right now for all the people in Iraq and Afghanistan and all the people in our country that have died because of this. Okay? Even though these people weren't real, this isn't a funny thing. People still died over this movie. This movie was made as the biggest piece of propaganda to do what they want and invade all these countries and to take our civil liberties and to take our rights away. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. And we're going to have a moment of silence right now for all those people in Iraq and Afghanistan. All right, guys, thank you. I had to do that, you know, because it really bothers me. I know some people don't even care, and most people, you know, people that aren't awake don't even, you know, they don't even give a crap about that. They don't even look into it. It's frustrating, guys. It really is. It's frustrating that they use this movie against us. And look, it's been 10 years, guys. Okay, guys, I have a clip ready that I'm going to play for you right now. It's a talk radio show. Willie Rodriguez, I don't know who the woman is that's interviewing him, and I want you to listen to the caller. He's going to ask some questions, then they're going to cut him off, but then he's going to say some more things, even though he knows he's not on the air. When you hear him come back the second time, he knows he's not on the air, he knows he's been cut off, but he knows they're listening, so he's going to blurt out some things, and I want you to listen to what he's saying, because what he's saying makes absolute sense with everything now, okay, guys? Here it is.
Thank you, Annie. Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air with Shea Kestis and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been running across some things about 9/11 and the whole story about what happened. And if you look at the photographs of the aftermath, one thing that really stands out, and I don't hear mentioned too much, is the fact that you look at the rubble, okay? And there is no desks. There are no refrigerators. There's no office furniture. There's no trash cans. There's no phones. There's no carpet. There's no wire. What do you guys think happened there? I mean, that's extremely unusual to have a 100-plus story towers, two of them, come down, modern office buildings inside.
Yeah, and I agree. And the same thing with the Pentagon also. There's no desks out on the Pentagon grounds either. William, let me go to you first for your response.
Yeah, well, you know, I was on ground zero that day. I was pulled from the rubble. I was there the following day with the bucket brigade. I was through the whole process of sifting through the rubble. So I have at least a personal understanding. Of course, when the building collapsed, floor by floor, going on top of each other, it compresses and basically destroys everything. I mean, we have something called Hangar 17 at the JFK airport, which holds, you know, many of the items that were removed from the area. And you have like five floors on a chunk of concrete compressed. Everything that was on five floors on a specific area was compressed into a small chunk, not a small chunk, but, you know, a huge chunk of concrete, and it's kind of like it fused. But I did find, small things, not big things, you know, not desks or things like that, but I found, pieces of a phone or pieces of mostly paper, actually, mostly paper. Everything was pulverized in a way. But, you know, you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was it just vaporized. That was their response to me when I contacted the Pentagon. All right, let's go to, thank you, Chris in Oklahoma. Let's go to Walter in Montana. Walter, you're on the air with Sheikh Estes and William Rodriguez. Go ahead, please.
Now, guys, it's not over yet. The caller is going to come back with a little saying. He knows he's been taken off the air, but he knows they're still listening, and he makes some great points. Do you guys still think Willie Rodriguez is a hero, or is this guy just full of crap?
So what you're saying, William, is you have a lot of you have a lot of smashed refrigerators, a lot of smashed file cabinets and stuff in the debris. So why is that not in the photos?
Everything was pulverized in a way, but you know you could find things that have to be sifted all the way through the bottom.
Or according to the Pentagon, it was it just vaporized. That was their response.
Well, how about the idea that maybe the towers were hollow?
To Walter in Montana, Walter.
So what do you guys think about that call? I mean, that pretty much sums it up. That guy made a lot of sense on the phone. Did Willie make any sense? Come on. He's saying all these floors came and pulverized everything, but you seen all this paper. Remember all the paper flying through the streets, guys? Guys, you know what the paper was? The paper was just what they dropped. You know, they didn't have, they couldn't simulate all that rubble. They couldn't. That rubble, guys, should have been 30 stories high. It was like a story or two high, guys, because there was nothing inside the building. Think about who got screwed here. How about the insurance companies, huh? They paid out, like, what, $7, $8 billion to Silverstein on the premise that the buildings were full of stuff. Somebody, you know, somebody made a nice insurance check off that. I mean, there was nothing in those buildings, man. It was empty. It was empty. And that's why they've been able to keep this quiet for so long. Now, if people used to think, you know, oh, 9/11, if that was an inside job, they would never be able to keep that quiet. Well, what if no Americans died, guys? Think about it. Maybe I wouldn't go along with it, and you wouldn't go along with it, because you guys are good patriots, but there's some brainwashed people in the military, and I'm going to tell you right now, if the commander-in-chief or, you know, somebody of that ilk comes up to you and tells you, listen, we're going to pull off this hoax on everybody in the American public to justify our military action overseas, but, you know, no Americans are going to die in the process. We're going to fake 3,000 deaths. Almost everybody's going to go along with it. It's not going to be the way you think it is, and all these people are going to come out. All these people in the military are going to go along with it, and they're going to keep their mouth shut about it because no Americans died that day. It's unbelievable that this hasn't really come out until now. I know a lot of people that look into 9/11, and really nobody's been barking up this tree. And when I first started barking up this tree, and I had to tell some of the people that I know, they really thought, "Wow, man! I mean, that's kind of a stretch. I can't believe those buildings weren't empty." Or, you know, yeah, the buildings were empty. The buildings were built to be empty. That day, they just told three places they were closed: the subway, the windows on the world, and the observation deck. And that's it. That's all they had to close down. The other companies were ghost companies. They were fake. I have another image that's up on that site. If you guys look at it, it shows the images of the hollow towers. And you can see right through them, okay? Superimposed over that are the words Canna Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, and listed the floors that they're supposedly on, guys, and you put it over the image of the towers. They're on floors that don't exist. The two biggest companies, they lost 1,000 people between the two of them. They are on floors that don't exist, okay? We have the jumpers, a year before 9/11, staging the whole thing exactly to the T, what the jumpers did, walking out there with no clothes on, waving their arm around with a shirt, and a helicopter would film them jump, just like the jumpers. We even have pictures of the balcony that they built, and you have pictures of fire in the building behind them. You also, in their other diagrams, you have them talking about how the towers are hollow all the way above them. I mean, there's no doubt that this is what happened that day. Maybe there's still a doubt to you guys, and I understand. It's hard to grasp the whole thing. I don't expect you to understand it all in one night. But, guys, start to look into these things. Seriously. At least start with the photoshopping, because that's beyond a reasonable doubt, guys. I mean, you look at the photoshopped images of the firefighters. That's all you got to do. And then you know something isn't right about this. I mean, there's not two or three of them. There's like 100 of them. There's maybe even more. I've seen like 100 of them. And they're all identical to each other.
Two guys will look the same. Another two guys will look the same. Another two guys will look the same. It's all a friggin' joke, guys. It's all a movie. And, you know, even the collapse footage that we studied was fake. And you want to know how that's possible? Well, I'll tell you how it's possible. What happened is that day, not only was nobody let in the buildings, those streets around Manhattan were actually already blocked off. It was evacuated around those streets, okay? Nobody was standing there looking up at the pictures taking towers, guys. That footage is all fraud. All of those footages where people are looking at the towers, that's where you find all the mistakes. Go and look at that footage. That's where you'll see people running through other people, or you'll see right through people's heads, or, you know, you'll see other images that they're done on a green screen. It's always with those people that are looking up at the towers. Because what happened is the military came in that day, right? They laid out so much smoke with smoke grenades, they blocked off the view of the towers. So nobody saw when they came down. Now, the only thing that's real about that day is the ultimate destruction of those buildings, okay? It's the ultimate destruction of those buildings, guys. Those buildings aren't there anymore, okay? But all those pitches and stuff of the collapse, that's all fake. And I'll give you one real quick example without getting into Photoshop and this, that, and the other thing. Just classic demolition knowledge. When you blow up one of these buildings, you're supposed to blow them from the top up. I mean, from the bottom to the top, aren't you? Well, look at Building 7 and what they say is the Building 7 collapse. The penthouse blows first. That's not how you take down a building. It doesn't even make any sense, guys. You know, I wanted to take some calls. We got 10 minutes left. I'm going to give out the number real quick, all right? Anybody that wants to talk about any of this right now, if you have any questions, if you want to call me out on anything, whatever, guys, all right? Call us up right now, 772-905-3018. That's 772-905-3018. While we're waiting for some calls, you know, I'd like to get some opinion from Truth War. Are you back there, Truth War? You have a mic? Oh, it sounds like he must not be at the computer right now, guys. Sorry about that. Well, it's
okay,
pretty.
Now you can hear me.
There you go. Yeah, I can hear you. Were you muted?
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble with this extra way to connect to the station. Okay, so my comment, if I can think of it now, is when I heard about something like this from a guy who I should see if he's around. His name is Konstantin Fravelin.
Yep.
He was. Oh, so you heard of him, right?
No, I just, you mentioned it. You mentioned it earlier. Oh. You said maybe I know him, but no, I don't know him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, he. Well, that's amazing right there, because that's a cross reference. You both came to this information independently, probably.
Yeah.
Either that, or you have a common source, or sources. Yeah. Obviously, you obviously have a million of them.
Yeah, I got it from a lot of places. I did a lot of digging on this. I mean, there's a few key people that really did some good research before I even got there, but I really put together a lot of stuff from a lot of places, man. And it took some serious digging, dude. And like I said, I've only been at this for a year, and I figured out how much of a fraud this is. I mean, what do you think? I mean, how much of a surprise does this come to you? And do you have any questions about anything I said?
Well, to tell you the truth is, bewildered and, you know, as bizarre as it sounded then, I certainly can't discount it. The level of fraud is mind-boggling besides, so it's actually not that big of a stretch when you think about it. What it involves is at least 500,000 people being in on this.
Oh, yeah.
So, and all of them are obviously drawing a comfortable living from stolen funds. So we're getting more and more of a picture of where all of...
That's where the money came from. It came from those victim compensation and the business funds. And think about, you know, all these people, like you said, there's 500,000 people in on it. Well, you know, they're able to be in on it and live in a good conscience because no Americans died. As wrong as it is that Iraqis and Afghans died, no Americans died, and that's how they're able to live this lie. Well, you know what I mean?
I thought I heard you say earlier that if some Americans died.
No, I said if some Americans are still missing...
Uh-huh.
If some Americans aren't around anymore, like a couple of the prominent people, and people are like, well, where is this person then? He's missing since 9/11. I say that maybe a few people did get paid to just disappear, and they took a payment. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
For instance, I'll make a...
Well, we lost you, or...
Am I still here?
Yeah, now you're back.
Okay. There's a pilot from one of the planes.
Oh, you're going. Now you're lagging in and out again. A guy from Ontario in a plane, I think you said. Let's see, we're still out. No, you're still gone, Brian. Dang.
Hey, am I on?
Okay, you're back.
Guys, sorry, we're having a little trouble with the, again.
Oh, no, you're gone again. Well, this is pretty much exactly what happened when we tried to start this show this morning. Oh, no, it dropped off. It actually lasted longer this morning. We did like almost a whole half hour, and he was only lagging in and out a bit. Wow, actually. Anyway, yeah, it was pretty much, you only got about 85% of what he was saying. And for half an hour. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll pause the recording.
Hey, guys.
Okay, you're back now.
Guys, I'm back. We are having serious technical difficulties, and seeing that we got almost the whole show out and there's 5 minutes left, we're probably going to wrap it up a couple minutes early tonight because we're just going to keep getting cut out. I don't want to end it on a bad note. It looks like I might have actually just got dropped again. Hopefully,
you're still on.
Okay, good. I'm still on, guys. Guys, we had a great show tonight. Let me give out those links again one more time, guys, okay? It's therealnewsonline.com. And if you go there, you'll see the stuff. Stuff for informed listeners. Just click on it. You'll see some of the stuff I was talking about tonight. And, guys, my next show is Monday. It's Monday morning. Actually, it's Monday night, guys. Monday night at 10 p.m.,
this space of time is a time for yourself, a journey inside to calm, soothe, heal, and relax.
We can hear you.
Okay, did you guys cue the music? I don't know. We're still on.
And spirit.
I don't know, Brian, there was about 5 minutes of silence again.
Okay, that stinks. If you guys can, just cue the music. We're out anyways.
Begin by closing your eyes. Allow your mind to clear of all thoughts. And focus on your breathing.
I don't know what the heck that is I tried to play.
Breathing easily.
Spooky music.
That was no five minutes of silence.
Hey guys, we're sorry about the confusion. At least we got the whole show out. And like earlier, we've been having technical difficulties all day. We apologize. It's really not our fault. It's not like we're not prepared and we don't have stuff ready. It's just the system. The system crapped out on us. But thankfully, guys, I am the last show of the night. We're going to go into automated stuff anyways after this, I believe. So if there was any time for it to crap out, I guess it would be now. Unless that makes Truth War stick around the studio longer.
I think Ken is going to come on and do Libertarian next, actually.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then we got Rex at 1 a.m.
Oh, excellent.
Ruminations, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, that was quite a ride.
I'll yeah, it was. I've been waiting to do that, man. You know, I wanted to get a few shows in first, so I didn't, didn't scare people off right away, so people knew I was for real. And I'm glad we did this show tonight. I've been dying to do this show ever since I knew I was going to be on the radio. I mean, this is what I've been waiting to talk about. Huh. It's quite a story, man. It really is. It's quite a story. You can't write stories like this. Well, somebody wrote it, obviously. Some Hollywood people wrote this story.
So you mentioned that they're doing this in good conscience, all the actors, just because no Americans died.
Yeah, that's how they justify it. But in reality, dude, that's not in good conscience. Look at what you're doing to your own country. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no Americans died, but, dude, we're losing all our rights, all our civil liberties. We're getting spied on, all this stuff because of this movie that they made. Think about that. All of it over a movie, man.
Yeah, and you don't think Americans and people around the world are dying? They're working. They're drawing money from the people who are killing people in Africa, killing us with chemicals, and implanting cancer viruses in everybody. I mean, look at that. That's where all the outbreaks happen, is from inoculations.
Yep.
All the outbreaks.
It's unbelievable, dude.
So yeah, people are dying. What are you talking about? Because it's not my backyard, bodies flopping all over the place.
Oh, no, I know people are dying. I said people are dying overseas. I'm saying the reason they did it is because Americans aren't dying, so they think it's okay. Like, they're too shallow. They don't think on a global level, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that to them. How could they think, you know, that nobody's dying when, you know, that's where I guess the general awakening has to come, is a lot of people know there's a duality out there that you have to get into certain degrees, quote-unquote, in order to be able to get the outline of the next step, the next level of deception.
Yep.
You learn it in increments, right?
You do. You really do. It's like peeling back an onion. It's much like peeling back an onion. There's layers and layers of lies. And the thing is, you think you've come to people that you can trust, and then they deceive you. And then there's the next group of people, and then they deceive you. It's like, man, who can you trust in this thing? Everybody seems to have another agenda, even most of the truth movement set up by the people that did it to control the movement. I mean, these plans that they come up with, it's outrageous.